640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano with the Supreme Court term coming to an end. Court watchers are eagerly waiting for more rulings. One of them could have a blockbuster impact, as we hear from CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The one case that seems to hold the most interest is Donald Trump's argument that as a former president of the United States, he is immune from criminal prosecution for any actions taken within the scope of his presidency. The court's decision will impact the criminal actions he faces.
Fast-moving wildfires in New Mexico have forced thousands of evacuations. CBS's Omar Villafranca is reporting from Capitan, New Mexico.
Both the South Fork and Salt fires remain 0% contained and have already torched more than 23,000 acres, an area larger than the island of Manhattan. Nationwide, wildfires have scorched more than 2.1 million acres this year, far more than the 10-year average of 1.4 million.
In the Gulf of Mexico, Tropical Storm Alberto lashed the Texas coastline as it headed to Mexico overnight. CBS's Dave Malkoff reports from Corpus Christi. It's expected to be a busy hurricane season.
Could be a wild one because not only do we have this, but we have the possible La Nina that is happening out there on the West Coast. And those together are forming what could be a really, really bad season for the folks on the Gulf Coast, in Florida, and all the way up the East Coast.
Louisiana has a new law requiring public schools to display the Ten Commandments in classrooms. CBS News correspondent Elise Preston tells us this issue will move from the classroom to the courtroom.
Republican Governor Jeff Landry signed the bill into law. In a statement, the ACLU says it's planning to file a lawsuit, saying the new law is blatantly unconstitutional. Supporters say private donations will be used to put up the displays, not state funds.
There is a renewed military alliance for the U.S. to monitor now. It is between North Korea and Russia.
The North State media has now stated if either side was attacked, they would be obliged to intervene on behalf of the other immediately, returning to their Cold War era agreement that was abandoned in the 90s.
That's Alex Jensen reporting from Seoul. The Israeli army's chief spokesman is questioning the government's goal of destroying Hamas in Gaza, another sign of unrest between the political and military leadership. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu insists Israel will fight Hamas until its military and governing capabilities are eliminated. The spokesman, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, says that's, quote, throwing sand in the eyes of the public. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. DNA testing confirms an arm found on an Illinois beach belonged to Shardae Robinson. Maxwell Anderson is accused of killing and dismembering the 19-year-old Milwaukee Area Technical College student in April. Other remains were found at different places around southeast Wisconsin. A big explosion Wednesday morning rocked downtown Madison and Civic Media's John and Gordy show. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
John and Gordy were about to wrap up their show when
they do crank out the oil.
Good Lord.
Well, what was that?
It shook nearby buildings, including Short Stack Eatery. Co-owner Sinead McHugh talked to our Gordy Young.
I totally thought it was thunder.
Two construction workers were hurt, but they're expected to be okay. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Brewers win with defense. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Sal Frelick in center field again for the second night in a row, robbing the Angels' Taylor Ward with another great catch at the wall. That secured a 2-0 win for the Brewers over the Angels in Anaheim. It's the Brewers' fourth series win in a row, 2-1. Milwaukee's Freddy Peralta back in form, pitching 6 scoreless innings. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I thought Freddy was terrific. His focus was really good. He was consistent. When his windup and delivery are consistent, his pace is consistent, he doesn't let the outcome of the pitch or the play affect him. And, you know, he, he carries all that on him. You know, he expects this. He expects six shutout every time, and that's hard. You know, it's Major League Baseball, and he's been around a while. Guys know him, and guys are gunning for him and getting up for him, and really proud that, you know, Freddie battled the way he did tonight.
So the crew now heads to San Diego to open a long four-game series against the Padres. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms with a high near 74. For tonight, showers and storms and a low around 63. On Friday, slight chance of a storm, otherwise mostly sunny, highs near 77. Saturday, scattered storms, mostly cloudy, high of 89.
Right now, it's 68.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin joins us at 11 o'clock. All things sports with J.R. Redcliffe and Weather and Wine with Brittany Merlot. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who binge-watches TV for a living but doesn't get paid, Pete Schwabba.
Hey, Wisconsin. Welcome to Nightlight. Great to have you with me on this rainy summer night. Muggy, rainy, crazy summer night. The rain is kind of nice, though, I will admit. Conrad, you like rain?
I do like it, especially when I have the windows open in my, like, you know, yes, apartment, just listening to it hit the ground. I
problem
do like it.
Is, it's too doggone muggy. Yeah. You got to run your air conditioning. I hate, because I'm with you. I'd listen to the rain all night.
Yeah.
I got down here early. I still can't. I was going to take a walk, but it, at least in downtown Green Bay, it is still raining.
And, you know, today I just got my first energy bill from when it was hot, and I was like, all right, maybe I could turn off the AC just a little bit more.
I really have grown to hate air conditioning, but I just, I don't know, sometimes you need it, right? Happy Juneteenth, everybody. Today is Juneteenth. That's pretty cool. And we are going to talk about, we got a lot of stuff in the agenda tonight. It's Vanilla Milkshake Day. And our question tonight, where's our question? I can't find the question. help with the question.
Well, favorite ice cream summer treat?
Yes. What is your favorite ice cream summer treat? And I will go first, and I will say the root beer float.
Okay.
I cannot get enough of the root beer float.
Yeah.
It's good for me. It keeps the weight off. I'm kidding, obviously. I love a root beer float. What about you, K-Man? What do you like?
It has to be a grasshopper.
Oh, nice.
They're so good.
You know what? You know what else I like? Ice cream drink is a Brandy Alexander. Have you ever had one of those?
I have not.
They're so good. And I ordered one at a hotel in Milwaukee, very old, famous hotel. And it was like out of a mix or like a Cisco bag or something. It was the worst Brandy Alexander I've ever had. And I was so bummed because I never order them. This hotel was like old school. And I thought, this is the place to get like a grasshopper or a Brandy Alexander. And it was terrible. But I'm with you. Grasshoppers are great, too.
Yeah.
So it is summer. It's hot. Let us know what your favorite ice cream drink is during the summer at 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. As I mentioned, really fun show tonight. Our old friends, 7,000 Apart, will be here in studio live at 7:35. And they're going to perform for us. They're going to tell us about their tour in Sweden. We're going to talk about all kinds of stuff and get caught up with them. They've been on the show a few times before and performed live in the studio. They're just fantastic. And we'll get caught up with John and Amelie. And then at 8:20... my old pal Mike Siegel joins us. Mike was here last week. We started a discussion about 80s movies and what our favorite 80s movies were. And I thought the discussion would go into TV and all kinds of other stuff, but we ran out of time, as is the case every once in a while with guests here on Nightlight. So Mike is back tonight. We'll talk 80s TV, best sitcoms of the 80s, best sitcoms of all time. Best leading man, leading woman in a sitcom, ensemble, wacky neighbor. We're going to cover it all. And I might ask him his favorite Quentin Tarantino movie, too, because Mike Schmidt, a mutual friend of ours, was here last night. Mike is the guy when it comes to Tarantino films. And that is somewhat topical because Quentin Tarantino is trying to get his 10th and final, supposedly, film lined up as a director anyway. So we will we'll delve into that with Mike Siegel at 8:20. Mike will be here. So fun guests, as always, people checking in on the stream. Hello, Sherry. Sherry says, hi, Pete and Conrad. She says, root beer float too. Sherry, yes, I am air fist bumping you. I'm air fist bumping, and then I'm exploding it and bringing my fingers to my ear, and that means call me. So it's bump, explode, call me. You got that, Conrad? We need an official handshake of Nightlight, I think. I think if there's one thing this show is lacking, it's an official handshake.
That only the stream can see, not on radio.
Only people on the stream can see. Let's encourage people on the stream. Conrad, how can they catch us on the stream?
Yeah, so we're on Facebook under Nightlight with Pete Schwab or WGBW. And our YouTube was Civic Media and under WGBW and on Twitter or X WGBW. So,
you know what's weird? I've got this and one Jordan shirt on because it was raining. I never dress like this on the show.
Yeah, I was going to say, where's your bowler shirt?
It's a little
shirt?
Casual. I got my the bowler shirt. I was not going to subject myself to Mike Siegel's smart mouth this week. So I left the bowling shirt at home, but I do have another nice shirt. I like to wear a nice shirt when I'm on the radio because this is also television in a sense. But it was raining when I walked here from the parking garage. So I kept the shirt off. We did some other work and now I'm going ultra casual. I think tomorrow I do a tank top and clogs. That's my outfit for tomorrow night's show. Check that out on the stream.
And so, you know, some jorts with it.
Some what?
Some jorts.
Oh, jorts. Shorts and
jeans.
Jeans. Oh, that's just awful. Yeah, some jorts would be nice. I don't wear jorts enough. So we'll talk about all this stuff. We'll talk about ice cream drinks, and I'm going to put on a better shirt at the next break so you guys don't have to watch me. You probably think I have high tops on, too. Do I look like I'm trying to dress like a college kid or something?
I wasn't going to say anything when you walked in today.
You're
but
pretty casual. I'm trying to dress like Conrad. So that's cool. I meant to read this the other day. We had a great discussion about Summerfest acts with Piet Levy from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And Pamela Hike from here at Civic Media sent me a nice email. She says, caught most of your show last evening on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids. I didn't get a chance to text in, but wanted to pass along that I went to Summerfest as a kid and saw Bobby Sherman. That would have been a cool show to see. Guessing around 1970. Wow, that is going back 54 years ago. My cousin lived in Milwaukee, and her parents must have taken us there. Then in 1984, my boyfriend and I went to see Al Jarreau. Oh, I remember that album. We're in This Love Together. That's a great Al Jarreau album. She says, awesome concert. A year from that weekend, we were getting married. Would have been our 39th anniversary this year on June 29th. Sadly, Carl passed away in 2019. Very sorry to hear that, Pamela, but so cool that you have those memories and that you shared them. And I think I saw this email after the show, or I would have read it during the show because I would have treated it like a text. She says, great memories, though. We went to Summerfest a few other times over the years, but nothing spectacularly memorable. Well, I think those are pretty cool memories, Pamela. Thank you for sharing that. That's a great, I love when people are part of the show, but also when other Civic Media employees are part of the show. And we have them on as guests periodically, but it's also fun to hear from them during the live broadcasts. We have Anna from the 608 says, hi, Pete and Conrad. My favorite ice cream drink is a gold Cadillac. I'm intrigued.
I don't know what that is.
I don't either. Anna, if you don't mind, please elaborate. We could go to the Google, but you know, maybe you do it differently or something. I'd love to know what a gold Cadillac is. So if you don't mind explaining, I'd love to hear it. And then, boy, there's so much going on, too. This cracked me up. People are naming their kids after Disney characters. This is not new. It's been happening for like the last 35 years. Ariel is the number one name, not consistently over the last like 25 years, 30 years, but Yeah, I guess Little Mermaid came out in like 1991. So probably a solid 30 years now of Disney names. And Ariel is oftentimes near the top of the list. But other popular Disney names that people are giving their kids are Elsa, Flynn, Moana, Coda, Finnick from Zootopia, Maribel, and am I saying this right? I didn't see Brave. Merida? You seen that show?
No.
Okay. So I guess, you know, we'll have to, maybe Friday night, our question will be, what name is a cool name from the movie?
I'll say this.
Yeah.
They're missing Goofy.
Yeah, well, maybe you could start that trend,
Conrad. Goofy Krieger. There we go. Goofy Krieger.
But you got to keep with the alliteration. Maybe Koofy. Koofy Krieger. Yeah, Goofy's a bit much. But let's do that. Maybe Friday night, that'll be our question of the night. What movie character do you wish you had? If you had to, because these are kids' names, and it's great. Kids' names are fine. And it got me thinking. Remember last weekend, leading into Father's Day weekend, we talked about Nick Cannon and his crazy kid names. And he's got, you know, Powerful Queen, Rise Messiah, Onyx Ice Cole, Zion Mixolydian. I don't even know if I'm saying any of these right. Legendary Love. I mean, that's fine when you live in Hollywood. But, you know, for those of us who went to school during a different time, or certainly people that went to public schools, you would not name your kid that. Or they're asking for a beating.
Do they have to, like, get, like, a bigger license, you think?
Yeah, how do you fit Zion Mixolydian on a driver's license? And I don't mind. I think it's kind of cool when people want to do something unique, but these kids are going to have to spell their name for everybody they meet in their life. Whether they meet people casually, whether they call customer service, that's a train wreck as it is. Calling customer service, I mean, I have to spell my name, Pete Schwabba. Schwabba, I have to spell that for everybody. I can't even imagine trying to spell Zion Mixolydian or Onyx Ice Cole. That sounds like a good summer drink. So anyway, but whatever, you know, Nick Cannon's got a lot of kids, got a lot of pictures with his kids. Seems like he hangs out with them a lot. I just don't get the names. I would probably rename myself Ariel if my name was Powerful Queen or Elsa. So there's that. We got Netflix houses to discuss. I want to play that clip too. We're going to talk 80s stuff with Mike Siegel in the second hour. Maybe we'll play that Roxanne clip. You guys remember the movie Roxanne? Great movie. But our question tonight, what is your favorite summer ice cream drink? Mine's a root beer float. Sherry's is a root beer float. Conrad said a grasshopper. So let us know what yours is. 855-752-4842. We've got more Nightlight. Yes, believe it or not. More Nightlight coming up next on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff, they just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch, like you can with a real security, like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you got to stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high-interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
So, all right. We are getting to the bottom of this. Anna has texted us back from the 608 and says, a golden Cadillac is made with Galliano. I think I'm saying that right. Galliano, vanilla ice cream, and cream de cacao? Cacao, I guess.
De coco?
Yeah, cream de cacao. It's cacao, right?
I think so.
Abominable. that's a golden Cadillac. I don't know what any of those are. I know what vanilla ice cream is. And that's what started this whole thing. Today is National Vanilla Shake Day. I mean, what's if I don't want to judge anybody, but vanilla shake? You got to add something to that, right?
Some will just put a cherry on top and then call it good.
I guess. Thank you though, Anna. That's good. I'll have to try that next time. I love the name, Golden Cadillac. That's pretty cool. And then my friend John just texted me. They just had a baby, and they named it Signe, S-I-G-N-E. And he says, and people thinking it's Sydney. That's almost an insult to the parent. If you name it Signe, S-I-G-N-E, which is a beautiful name. I think it's Swedish. The people say Sydney, they just think you're an idiot who didn't know how to spell their kid's name. That's very insulting. Thank you, John, for sharing that. And then he puts listening to the show. That's funny, too, because I would have thought he just randomly texted me this complaint that people are calling his daughter Sydney. And that would have been an incredible coincidence. Thanks for checking in, John. I cannot wait to meet Sydney soon. She will be coming to Wisconsin, and it'll be a lot of fun. All right, so what do we do here, Conrad? Because we got... You want to do your Stinson? Let's do Stinson. Why do we? This was
It was Neil Patrick Harris's birthday,
right? You love How I Met Your Mother.
Yes, it is my favorite show. I recently actually like it more than Friends now. It's my all-time favorite because the character development in that is just so crazy. When you get to the end, you really just appreciate what they did for the show.
Okay,
but this. This clip is one of my favorite moments when Barney is usually the guy that is making jokes all the time, you know.
And that's Neil Patrick Harris.
Yes. And this time his name was mistaken for Swarley at a coffee shop.
Oh, yeah. Right. Okay. I remember this. All right. Fire this up. This is from How I Met Your Mother, Neil Patrick Harris.
Well, what if the heart doesn't mean anything? What if she writes it on all the cups?
Mine says Ted, no heart.
Mine says Swarley.
How could you get Swarley from Barney? It's not even a name. Who would ever be called Swarley? Oh, please don't start calling me Swarley. This would never happen at a bar.
Man, what's up with Swarley?
I know, you almost never see old Swarls get that upset.
Hey, dude, by the way, I really like that suit. Tell me about the fabric. Is it foreign or something?
Wow, it is foreign. I'm impressed, Ted. It's Moroccan, actually.
Oh, I got a call for Swarley? For Swarley here?
You weren't interested in my suit at all, were you?
Swarley!
Yeah, I know he's there. It's really important. Could you ask again?
Important call for Swarley.
Can't you hear him, Swarley? There's a call for you. Stop calling me that.
You all done with that, Ted?
Yeah. Ned. I told you to call him Ned.
That's just sad.
Sorry, Swarley.
So, do just you and Ted live here, or does Swarly live here too?
Nah, Swarhili has his own place.
What's up, Swarls?
No, okay? No, no more. I will not let this become a thing. It's over. No more Swarly. No Swarls. No more Swarley. No more Swar. Wait for it. Lee. No more Bob Swarlymon. No more. No, it's over. Do you understand?
Yes.
Thank you. Phone call for Swarls Barkley?
Hey, Ted. No, he's not here. Good one, though. Remember that one.
That's good. How far into the run of the show was that?
I believe that's the fourth season.
Okay. And it ran for like nine?
Yeah, nine seasons. Yep.
Wow, that's a great run.
And it's back on Netflix now.
So let's talk about Netflix. They have this new thing called Netflix Houses that they're building. They're retail centers, entertainment complexes. They want to feed people. They want to give them an interactive Netflix experience with pop-up characters and food. And there's going to be two of them to start. One in a town called King of Prussia, Pennsylvania. Like, wow.
Horrible That's, name.
What are they doing? You couldn't come up with Smithtown or something? So that's one of the houses, and the other one is in Dallas. Doesn't Netflix have enough money? They're already charging. Their prices are up to like $25 a month. I will say lately I've been watching more Netflix. So for a while there, I almost canceled it. I wasn't even watching anything on Netflix. And now Baby Reindeer is on there. I got to go back to that, even though it's so disturbing. I don't know. Would you go to one of these? I don't think I would. I don't need more. I guess consumerism is just out of control. Like, you've got these. I already watch Netflix. I can't, unless the food is out of this world, I see no. I don't want to sit next to a pop-up Baby Reindeer character while I'm eating cheese curds. Just seems like excessive. Like a money grab. We got a caller, Conrad?
Yes, Cindy from Appleton wants to talk about her favorite summer drink.
Awesome. Put her through. How you doing, Cindy?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. Good to hear from you. What's going on?
Well, I love a grasshopper, but I drink those year-round. So my summer drink of choice is a chocolate malt because there's something about the malt powder that makes the chocolate. And I mean, I don't like shakes. I got to have a malt powder. So I like the chocolate malt.
It does. It adds like that little something, and I can't. Well, it's malt, I know, but the taste it brings just puts it on a completely different level than just a regular chocolate shake.
Yep.
Where do you get it from? Where's your favorite place to get a chocolate malt from?
Tom's Drive-In.
Oh, where? And you're in Appleton. They have a Tom's is in Appleton, then? Okay. Conrad, take a memo. We got to hit that place.
Sounds good.
Cindy, that's awesome. I hope you're having a great summer so far, and I hope you check in again soon. Thanks so much.
You too.
All right.
Thanks.
Have a great night. So here's what I think we do. I think we road trip to Tom's.
Yep.
And then we hit a Netflix thing and we sit down to we order a couple of malteds and we hang out with the cast of Stranger Things. That sounds like a fun night. All right. So this is exciting, folks. 7,000 Apart is back stateside. And they are here to perform live for us tonight. We're going to catch up with Amelie and John. So much fun to have those guys in studio. That's coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
CBS News Brief. The Supreme Court is issuing end-of-the-year rulings with anticipation growing over former President Donald Trump's claim of total legal immunity as president. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The Supreme Court could have chosen not to hear the appeal. The fact that they did, and that some of the conservative justices entertained some hypotheticals, suggests that some qualified immunity might be found.
Heavy rain is falling in New Mexico, where wildfires forced thousands of evacuations. CBS's Omar Villafranca is there.
We saw homes that were burnt, also some businesses that had been there for decades. Cars, too, that were melted in parking lots of certain businesses that they were at.
North Korea and Russia have signed a military treaty.
It would involve all means and without delay, further raising the stakes in a potential conflict with South Korea and the U.S.
Alex Jensen reporting from Seoul. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The embattled former chancellor at UW-La Crosse calls the charges against him bogus. Joe Gao is fighting to stay on as a tenured faculty member. He faced a disciplinary hearing Wednesday. Gao was demoted in December after he made pornographic videos and posted them online. Some researchers want the government to rethink subsidies to large farms to turn waste into fuel. Chris Hunt is a researcher for the Socially Responsible Agriculture Project. He calls biogas a greenwash.
Greenhouse gas emissions aren't the only problems with factory farms. As someone who's been working on this issue for 20 years, it's actually one of the problems with factory farms that concerns me the least.
Supporters say biogas production can be responsibly regulated. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Steve Martin says he doesn't like being in comedy clubs anymore because they remind him of his old stand-up days when he was starting out. Martin says when he walks into comedy clubs now, he can still taste the cheap wine in his mouth. Martin sat down with Oscar-winning documentarian Morgan Neville in L.A. to discuss his documentary, Steve, a documentary in two parts. The first part of the documentary covers Martin's days working at Disneyland and doing stand-up comedy. The second part covers his film career. It's really insightful and a great watch. Netflix is about to become more than virtual. The streaming service is looking to open up two entertainment complexes. Variety says they are being called Netflix Houses, and they will be located in Pennsylvania in a town called King of Prussia. Please change that name, and Dallas, Texas. Netflix Houses will try to enhance the overall Netflix experience for consumers with pop-up live experiences of shows like Stranger Things and Squid Game. In a related story, Netflix is raising their monthly fee to $4,000. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms with a high near 74. For tonight, showers and storms and a low around 63. On Friday, slight chance of a storm, otherwise mostly sunny, highs near 77. Saturday, scattered storms, mostly cloudy, high of 89.
Right now, it's 68.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
This relationship that I'm having with my phone, it's a one-way trip to hell. Al from Milwaukee.
What's her name?
Who?
This person you have this relationship with.
My phone. Man, my wife is listening. What are you talking about, man?
I teach healthy relationships, so you can enroll in my class. It starts at 10 o'clock.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Tim Sowers from the Overture Center for the Arts in Madison. I'm also joined by Mary Rose Eckberg from Make Music Madison.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who has a black and white plasma TV, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Mike Siegel will be here at 8:20 talking about 80s sitcoms and the greatest sitcoms of all time, greatest sitcom actors, actresses. We'll have an in-depth conversation with Mike about the things that make us laugh. Right now, I'm very excited to announce my next guests. These guys have been out of the country for a while, and they were on Nightlight before they left. And you guys have been back a little while now, I guess.
Yeah.
About a month.
Four weeks, I think, almost.
Oh, is that it? Okay. Yeah. 7,000 Apart joins me in the studio. This is great to have you guys here. John and Amelie, and you have your...
Yeah, Jasmine is here.
Jasmine is here.
This is our bassist, so yeah.
So you've almost not doubled in size since you've been here, but close.
50% increase, yeah.
50% increase, yeah.
That's pretty good. How are you digging it, Jasmine?
I'm enjoying it so far. It's a lot to do, but I'm seeing so many places, meeting so many nice people. So I'm
is this your first time in Wisconsin?
Yes, it is.
Oh, wow. Is it at all like Sweden?
No. Well, I mean, there are roads, you know, there are trees, so.
Oh, it's like night and day.
The temperature is a little bit warmer.
Yeah,
here?
Just a tad.
It's been really muggy.
Oh, yeah.
Brutal. I'll take this over winter, but still. It's good to have you guys back. And so how was Sweden? Tell us what that was like over there.
It's been good, yeah, this spring. So we were there, last time we were here, we were just here for, a December tour type thing. And then we went back to Sweden. And, yeah, we did a bunch of shows. Started playing more. And that's how we met Jasmine, too, is we started doing more shows in Sweden. And we needed a new bassist. And we went to high school together. So after I was here as an exchange student, I had to go back and do my senior year again.
Oh, my gosh.
Sweden doesn't accept the American schooling system. And, yeah, that's how I met Jasmine. And then I knew that she was still playing and because she has her own band as well. And we needed a new bassist. So I hit her up. And it turns out she's also half American. So she can come and work here, which is absolutely incredible.
Yeah. So we're like, you want to come to the U.S. for 3 months and tour with us? And she was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fun. Oh, that's great. How are you half American?
My dad's from New York, so, so I have that going for me.
So you're jaded already. So that's so great. So what do you got? Like, if you need a drummer, then you have to go back and comb the high schools again? How does that? Only recruit people that you've
This was actually really easy because I just asked Jasmine, I'm like, do you know any good drummers? And she's like, well, my brother is the best drummer I know. So in Sweden, we play with her drummer as well.
Her brother is the drummer.
And then here we play with Carly, who's been with us for a few years now, and she's incredible too.
Yeah. You know, that was one of my questions for you guys is I know you perform sometimes just the two of you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
How often do you have more accompaniment than just the two of you?
I would say it's about 50-50. I haven't really looked at the stats for this tour, but normally it's.
Normally it's about 50-50. Yeah.
And how is that? Do you like that better when you have more of an arrangement?
I think it's really fun, having other people to play with as well.
So fun.
And so then you
and it becomes a bigger sound.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. You get new, it's a new experience because we've done so many duo shows, so it's nice to play with other people as well. So
we still love playing just two of us because we can be a little bit more free. We can take more requests. We can be a little bit more
silly. Input musically as well.
But playing with the band is still our favorite. Yeah.
How do you like playing with them, Jasmine?
Oh, it's been great. There's a lot of...
It's just horrible.
Yeah, what's she going to say, right?
She's please don't send me home.
I don't know.
No, I mean, there's so many surprises all the time, which keeps it interesting. And it's just fun. There's a lot of good energy on stage. There's just a lot of good material. So... I'm pleased so far.
It's fun to play new places too, I would imagine.
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's a completely different music atmosphere here in general.
Is there?
Live music, people actually come and listen to it, which is nice. We don't just have for that the at music. Home.
Really? Yeah. What's going on at home when you guys are
We playing? Just don't have a
arm
lot
wrestling
of
or what?
We don't have a lot of casual music venues.
Okay.
So most of our venues in Sweden are the big theaters or the big arenas, the clubs. There's not a lot of restaurants and bars or like music series.
Yeah.
It comes alive a little bit more during summer, okay, but it's still pretty rare. Yeah. It's not like Wisconsin at all.
Huh. Are the crowds different, or is it just the venues that are different?
Very different.
Yeah, suites are a little bit more held back and polite. I would equate like Swedish audiences to like older Wisconsin audiences. Okay. They're very polite and they listen, and you know, and they might come up to you after, but they're not.
But it's
gonna,
maybe
like,
just like polite for, you know, it's just different.
Yeah, yeah, different for sure. Yeah.
Well, as long as they're not heckling and throwing stuff, I would imagine.
No tomatoes.
No tomatoes. Yeah.
I remember when I was touring and doing stand-up, I hated the audience members that, like, you'd do a joke, and they would just go, like, nod and smile.
Just nodding
don't
your head.
Don't nod and smile. Even if it's a fake laugh, give
me
something.
I know. And it's funny because you don't know, like, you can... Because, I mean, being on stage, and especially during, like, summer, you see all the faces.
Yeah.
Because you don't have, like, blinding lights in your face. So you see every single person, and you'll find someone who's... They just look so bored. And you try, like, all you can to just make them smile or get them into it or sing along. And then sometimes those are the people that come up after and be like, thank you so much.
This is the best time I've ever had.
Yeah. Exactly.
Really?
Like,
oh, my God. That's so funny you say that, because I was out with friends one night after a show, and the club manager had his buddy in town. And we were hanging out for like an hour, had a couple beers, listened to some music, just talking. And he goes like, this is the most fun I've ever had. And honest to God, I wanted to give the guy a hug. I'm like, what in the hell has your life been like? This is like the dullest night I've ever had.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, it's terrible. But who knows? You got to perform anyway, though, because even if you know, if there's five people in the crowd.
We always give
100%. You give everything
you can. They paid to see you. Yeah, right. Yeah. Do you get inspired more when you travel to write stuff, music, lyrics?
I do coming back here too, because I just get like that energy of like you get immediate reaction. Like it's different if you put out recorded music because you might get like a comment or something.
Okay.
But if you play a new song live and like do it night after night and it's a new song, you get like immediate reaction from people like this sucks or this is good.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Right.
So it's kind of fun. And then that inspires me a lot to write more.
Yeah.
Too, I think.
I'm a little bit more like when I'm in tour mode, I'm in tour mode. So either I'm on stage, or I'm going to a show, or I'm prepping for a show, or I am in bed. That's like, it's either or. It's like very...
You're not writing or... Okay. What setting makes you want to write? Like, I know some writers have that. I'm more inspired in Wisconsin or LA or wherever.
I think right now I'm really inspired. I have a whole story. I don't know if we can go
lay
into
it on
yet.
Me stretch.
Okay. So, we just kind of inherited, like pre-inherited, my grandpa's old house from the 1600s.
In Sweden?
In Sweden. Oh, in the middle of Sweden, in the place
it's
called
Dalarna. It's like older than the U.S.
It's
like
literally
crazy.
Older than the
U.S.
Yeah.
And so far, like, that's really inspiring to me. We just wrote a song when we were there this last time, and it just came so, like, easy and naturally, and it was, So I think that's definitely one of it, like, one of those places that I'm like, I can chill out.
Yeah.
I can actually like,
there's no air net. It's just like, just writing music. Yeah.
500-year-old house. Is it a fixer? Or is
no,
it like...
my grandpa took very, very good care of it. There's definitely like things that need to be done and things that could be done. Like we have so many like plans and dreams for this house, but it's livable, which is
that's
great.
So cool.
It has a bathroom. It has electricity. Like we're good.
That is great. Do you guys want to do a song and then we can talk some more after?
Let's do it. Do you want to? Which one
stand
do you want
together?
To do?
We got about,
let's just stand together.
We got about five and a half minutes. Is that cool, or should we do it when we come back? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right, this is 7,000 Apart in studio on Nightlight.
Been running, running, running for some time. I never want to stop because I lose my mind. Been praying, praying, praying for the end. I'm tired of living this way, always feeling half dead. So come and stay with me, won't you come and stay the night? Come, stay with me, won't you stay with me? Let's stand together cause the sky is falling. The sky is falling tonight. Let's stand together. Loneliness is calling. Loneliness is a self-care kit. Everyone keeps telling me, open up your eyes and see, you can be the remedy, the remedy.
Very nice. That's great.
Thank
What's
you
that
so
song
much.
Called?
Let's Stand Together. It's from okay. It's from our latest album, Failure Feelings.
Nice. Where can people hear that if they
want to? Wherever they want. It's on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon.
Very wherever. Nice. Where did the inspiration come from for that?
Oh, that's like a story for another day, I think. But generally, it's about taking care of each other, and it's about asking for help.
Nice.
Our whole album, Feel Your Feelings, was about mental health in one way or another. And this song was about daring to ask to take care of you. You know what I mean?
Like, it's just
so,
getting help.
So yeah. Easy that we, on our hardest days, we think we have to go through those hardest days alone,
mm-hmm.
when we actually all have people who love us. And
absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's interesting, you guys, like, I've talked to other, there was a mental health film festival recently in Wisconsin. And I think, like, the creative arts or artistry is such a natural way of therapy.
Yes.
In dealing with mental health. Mm-hmm. But who would have thought, and I'm sure a lot of artists deal with that, but that you could pull inspiration from mental health and write beautiful music.
Oh,
that's so
100%.
Cool.
I mean, that's how so many, like, how we and so many of our friends and artists we look up to, that's how they put, you know, their feelings into words and into music. And it is such a,
how you,
like,
process the world,
yeah, exactly,
in general. Yeah,
exactly. And it's such a healing way of dealing with those feelings. It's through music or through art.
Because everybody, I mean, there are different levels of it, obviously, but everyone has some level
of
mental health they need to tend to.
Absolutely.
You have this on your summer tour brochure with the tiny microscopic font. but it's nice that you have Amelie and John's best... took my glasses.
Best mental health there.
Best mental health. And this is so cool. I think.
Thank you.
I haven't seen that before.
Yeah. So,
that's
so
awesome.
We actually,
yeah.
What we did was we partnered with Center for Suicide Awareness.
Okay.
An organization based in Kenosha. And we met them last year, and they were like, we have to work together. And we were like, we'd love that. We wanted to
find a partner to work with. Yeah.
And so, yeah, we did that last year, and we've been doing some really good work with them.
7,000 Apart is in studio here at Nightlight. We'll have more with them coming up next. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Since I met this little woman, I feel it's happened to me. And I'm telling you, it's too late to turn back now. I believe, I believe, I believe I'm falling in love.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I rarely have guests that break into dance in the studio, but that's why I love having you guys
song.
On the show. It was a great song. So, Okay, so you got a Summerfest date coming up. That's pretty cool. And you said this is the first time you're there officially. What does that mean?
Yes.
You don't have to sneak in and break into songs.
Yeah, we broke in, played randomly on the fan stages.
No, so what Summerfest has, which is fantastic, is that they have a bunch of...
Unofficial stages.
Well, locally run stages. Yeah. So the Whammies have one, and then there's like a couple one. The Tiki Hut, the Whammy stage... The ground floor. So there's a bunch of those, but those aren't featured on the official Summerfest website, and they're booked like internally through those organizations that do those things.
Right.
While for Summerfest, you have to like if you want to be on one of the official stages.
Okay.
You have to like be in contact with an official
directly
Summerfest
through Summerfest. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So we've done like the Whammy stage twice.
Were you at the Whammies last month?
We wanted so badly to go, but because of Taylor Swift, we couldn't.
What?
Yes, we wanted
it's
to fly.
All Taylor's fault.
Oh, man.
So we're calling her out right now.
She's going to hear about this the next time she's on the show.
So because we wanted to fly in on that Sunday so we could go directly from the airport to the Whammies.
Yeah.
But tickets were like four times more expensive because Taylor was in town.
Gosh.
That weekend. So yeah, tickets were just too expensive. So we had to go that Tuesday instead. Yeah.
Well, at least she wasn't at the Whammies because that wouldn't be fair.
No, she would take home a lot of those things. We won Best New Pop Song, and I think that would have gone to her probably.
You won Best New Pop Song
we
at the Whammies?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
What's the song?
Runaway.
Runaway.
Will you do that later when we do another one?
Yeah.
We can do it later, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you? That sounds familiar.
I think we played it last time.
Yeah,
here,
we did. I think you liked that one.
I like that song a lot.
I think you did. Yeah.
I remember that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And congratulations on officially being part of Summerfest. I mean, if you grew up in Wisconsin, that's like the premier music.
It's really cool.
When that was happening, like we were freaking out. We were so excited, and because it's such a big step for us, so we're very excited.
What is that like? Do you prefer? I mean, I don't think anything. I'm guessing, but could compete with an intimate, cozy sort of cool club.
Yeah,
it's got to be a different vibe outdoor. So, what does that do to you as a performer? Does that bring more out of you, or does it take some of the fun away, or do you love it?
I love the variety.
You like? I think Amelie especially likes energy though too. Like, so it just depends on the energy of the audience, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
Sometimes a small audience like
can
maybe
have like the energy of thousands of people.
And sometimes a big audience, like every once in a while, a big audience has the energy of a big audience.
Yeah.
Right.
And when that happens, that's like just crazy. That happened at a Mile of Music.
Mm.
Okay. We played for around 1,200 people, and they were all there, and like so much energy, and that was insane. But then you can play for five people and they have the same energy as 1,000 people, you know?
Yeah. I had a performer on probably 2 months ago, Conrad. He said he was playing at some club, I think in Indianapolis, and there were five people there.
Mm. Yeah.
And he said, all right, I'm going to go out. And he went out and he crushed it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And a guy books like 100 clubs. He goes, I love you. And he got all this work. So you really honestly never know.
Yeah, that's why you always have to give like 100%.
Yeah. That's so cool. Let me ask you something. Where is the most interesting place you've ever gotten inspired to write a song? Or
the shower count?
That's not really interesting. Goodness, I thought you were going to say
desperately
like
jumping out of the shower to record something.
Yeah, that's
like, because you think of it while you're in the shower?
Oh, man. Desperately trying to record it on your phone.
I'm a great shower singer. I crush it in the shower.
It's really good acoustics. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure. That's a tricky question.
Yeah.
I mean,
I thought you were going to say where's the most interesting place you've like played, and I had a list.
Well, let's do that.
No.
We can do that. I mean, we got invited to play for people at their castle.
Yeah. In Whoa. Sweden.
They owned a castle.
Yep. Oh, nice.
And they're like, "Yeah, you will be staying in the West Wing." And we're like, "What do you mean West Wing?" And then they're like, "Yeah, this entire side of the house is like, yeah."
With the castle,
it was
yeah.
for like 10 people.
Yeah, and they have like had like furniture from before the French Revolution and stuff there.
From from the royal French family before they
Their beds and stuff, or
I don't know about that. This was like some kind. I think they have normal beds. So that was where we played for like a dinner of like 8 people.
Okay.
So that was fun. We've also played in grocery stores. I don't know if we talked about this last
time. No, we did not.
Yeah, because apparently in Wisconsin, you have bars in grocery stores, which means that you have live music in bars.
Oh, yeah.
And in grocery stores.
It's a vibe.
You know, as a shopper, I do frequent grocery stores. Mm-hmm. That's where I get most of my food.
Yeah.
Most of it.
You know.
They're so depressing because the songs that they play are songs that, like, when I was in high school, people lost their minds.
Yeah.
Like during a dance, and they would rush out, and it's like Michael Jackson or Cyndi Lauper or whatever. Now you hear it, and it's just a bunch of schlubs moving their cart, you know, buying their cereal.
I can see how that, like, changes.
It's like,
yeah,
how does life go from that to that? And it's just, I don't know. Sorry, I'm just venting.
No, it's not good.
All right, so you're at Summerfest. Where else can people see you? Aside from Summerfest, you got the pamphlet here.
We're at Mile of Music again this year.
We're going to be pretty much all over. On our website, 7000apart.com/tour, we have all of our dates. And then on our Facebook, you can find all the events as well.
Okay.
But yeah, it's a lot in Green Bay this year, which I'm really excited about. It's really fun.
Yeah, but definitely all over.
Yeah.
So talk a little bit more about that. You said it's harder in Sweden to get, like, a following. But here, there must be a healthy music scene here, right? I mean, if people...
It's a very healthy live music scene.
Okay.
That's what Wisconsin has that Sweden doesn't. And then Sweden has a really good recorded music scene. Since Spotify is based in Stockholm, there's
really
a lot of success for Swedish artists on Spotify, for instance.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So, and you guys do your own stuff, which I think is more challenging too. Like, you have to keep it fresh. And do you have people that come out now and they know you well enough? Like, if you play down the street here at Hagermeister in Green Bay, do people come out and say they want to hear certain songs?
Absolutely. Yeah. We get requests almost every show.
Sometimes it's a throwback to a song we haven't played in multiple years. And you're just like,
play this song from your first album, or play this song that you haven't even put out. And that's always a fun time.
Yeah. All right. Well, I want you guys to sing. So if you would do Runaway when we come back, that would be great. But first, before we go to a quick break here, I have to ask you, what's your favorite summertime ice cream drink? Jasmine, let's start with you. You've been kind of quiet over there.
Ice cream drink. What is an ice cream drink?
All right. Next.
Strawberry milkshake. Absolutely.
Oh, strawberry milkshake.
With fresh strawberries. It has to be with fresh strawberries.
Love it.
I'd say like cookie dough, like concrete mixture is
very nice.
Like ice cream. Yeah.
Now you get it.
Vanilla.
It's National Vanilla Milkshake Day.
Oh, really?
Honest to God, yeah. All right. Okay, we have more with 7000 Apart coming up next. Mike Siegel's here at 820. Oh, they're going to play another song. 7000 Apart is here. They're at Summerfest.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Todd Albaugh here. Join us next time as we come back from Juneteenth to Baraboo and back in the studio to discuss news, headlines, and so much more. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.